"If we try it," said Carl Mercer, "do you think the Biots will stop us?"
"They may. That's one of the things I want to find out. Why are you looking at me like that?"
Mercer gave his slow, secret grin, which was liable to be set off at any moment by a private joke he might or might not share with his shipmates.
"I was wondering, Skipper, if you think you own Rama. Until now, you vetoed any attempt to cut into buildings. Why the switch? Have the Hermians given you ideas?"
Norton laughed, then suddenly checked himself. It was a shrewd question, and he was not sure if the obvious answers were the right ones.
"Perhaps I have been ultra-cautious. I've tried to avoid trouble. But this is our last chance. If we're forced to retreat, we won't have lost much."
"Assuming that we retreat in good order."
"Of course. But the Biots have never shown hostility, and except for the spiders, I don't believe there's anything here that can catch us, if we do have to run for it."
"You may run, Skipper, but I intend to leave with dignity. And incidentally, I've decided why the Biots are so polite to us."
"It's a little late for a new theory."
"Here it is, anyway. They think we're Ramans. They can't tell the difference between one Oxy-Eater and another."
"I don't believe they're that stupid."
"It's not a matter of stupidity. They've been programmed for their particular jobs, and we simply don't come into their frame of reference."
"Perhaps you're right. We may find out as soon as we start to work on London."